through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Good. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number three. If you missed any parts of our previous 2 hours, I apologize for, again, had a little finger-hand brain coordination of some sort going on that went a little bit awry. But anyway, we're up and running and good to go. So if you missed my interviews last hour, had a great interview with Chadwick Moore, author of the new book Tucker, the authorized biography of Tucker Carlson. Great interview with him. Hope you'll give that a listen. And then we just had a great interview. My co-host was Rick Manning, talking with Claire Lopez about what's going on in Russia, Prigozhin, Putin, will he survive? And then we also kind of drifted into the lane talking a little bit about China and what's going on there and the impact on Iran. So very in-depth conversation, though, about Russia and the inner workings of all of that. So I hope that you will give those a listen. Well, I'm very pleased, and I've got not as much time as I'd like, but I've got a great guests as we do each and every Wednesday. We have MRC, Media Research Center, and Newsbusters, and CensorTrack.org. Michael Morris joins us. Michael, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. My sincere pleasure. Well, there's a lot going on in the news and a lot that they, you know, that they don't want to cover or continue to not want to cover. What's the biggest story right now that the media is both ignoring and maybe skewing?
Well, so it's actually some good news.
Okay.
And this is due to an exclusive that came out of our shop here at MRC Free Speech America. We actually have a FOIA project that we're doing here with the MRC. We're FOIAing government agencies and government communications, both at the federal and state level. At the state level, it's Open Records Act requests that we're getting information from. And I mentioned to your audience not so long ago about the DHS's nefarious TVTP program. Now, what is that? It's the Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Grant Program. It was actually started under the Obama administration, and the first grants came out in 2016. The Obama administration was flirting with the idea of awarding grants to local communities. And then in the Trump administration, funds for the program were actually put under review and on pause for about 3 years until former acting secretary Kevin McAleenan resurrected the program and secured funding for it, some suggest behind the Trump administration's back. McAleenan is actually a deep state career official that was acting under the Trump administration. Then former acting director Chad Wolf tried to rein in the program and redirect funds towards terrorism efforts, saying the program, quote, must distinguish between those U.S. persons peacefully expressing their rights under the First Amendment versus persons engaging or facilitating domestic terrorism, unquote. So he actually wanted the program to focus on real terrorism. And then lo and behold, the Biden administration came to power. And wouldn't you know, DHS, through the TVTP program, actually used $40 million and is targeting the American taxpayer, Christians, conservatives, and Republicans with $40 million in taxpayer dollars. Again, equating Republicans, conservatives, and Christians with terrorists. It's just outrageous stuff. And this is all under the auspice of media literacy, which is what puts it under our bailiwick here at the Media Research Center. They're using this idea that people need to be trained on what media is real and what media is false, whether or not it's misinformation, disinformation, malinformation. And then they're calling people that are associated with conservative Christians or Republican groups, they're targeting them and then equating them on the same pyramid. This is at the University of Dayton, a pyramid of radicalization on the right with Nazis and terrorists and violent groups. It's horrific what is going on in our country.
How do you see us pushing back against this?
Well, there's some good news. Like I said at the onset, we've actually been reaching out to members of Congress and trying to work with those that will listen. And the House Appropriations Committee actually voted to zero out funding for the Department of Homeland Security's TBTP program in a Security Appropriations Bill 2024. So what that means is that, you know, unfortunately, money that's already been allocated to these groups has gone out, and they're using that against Americans. But future appropriations, if this bill is to pass, will actually be stopped. And so the American public needs to continue to put pressure on the representatives to vote to end the silencing of American speech, to end the corruption, to end the various workings of the DHS program to target half of America.
Question for you. Relative to the censoring that's going, because that's what this really leads to, right, is the silencing of free speech. The Supreme Court is considering several different cases that relate to this issue of free speech. Now, in one case, they just overturned the case of a stalker that was on Facebook that they said that what he did qualified as free speech and not as as stalking. So they overturned his conviction. Is that a good sign relative to the ability to share what you think or speak your mind in social media circles?
Well, it's certainly interesting. You know, the American ideal is based on this idea that, you know, we want to allow more freedom. And as a consequence of that, that means some bad actors can get away with some things. So the default position in the American justice system is pro-freedom. At least historically, that's what it's been. So, and that seems to be what the Supreme Court is leaning on in some of these recent cases. So I would say that does project a good sign for things going forward. If the Supreme Court continues to lean on that American tradition of being pro-freedom over all else, that very well could be a great sign going forward.
Where are we with regards to the efforts that you guys have made to push back on this, Michael?
Well, you know, good question. You know, right now, this bill has been passed through committee. It's the Security Appropriations Bill 2024 for the Department of Homeland Security. Chairman Dave Joyce is actually a Republican out of Ohio, had this to say. He said, quote, "Our job as appropriators is to fund programs with a proven track record of effectiveness to protect Americans, not waste taxpayer money on programs with unclear metrics that serve to further divide Americans along ideological lines." He goes on to say the bill we passed through committee includes critical investments in DHS programs that defend against terrorism and prevent violence in our communities without infringing on the rights of Americans, unquote. So right now it's passed through committee, and we're waiting for House leadership to decide when to place the bill on the calendar for consideration. And, you know, later it actually could get combined with other appropriations bills. And then the Senate will follow a similar pattern of going about passing this this appropriations bill. So, you know, right now we're in a holding pattern. It could be as late as September before this actually gets brought up before the floor, but it's up to House leadership right now on how this moves forward.
What other stories are you looking at right now that are high on your list? I see one here. CNN prepares for SCOTUS to disappoint them on the higher education case. This has to do, of course, with basically saying that affirmative action that takes away the ability of one minority group to get in simply based on meritocracy is the rule or should be the rules by which these colleges decide admissions. Can you talk to us about that and the coverage on that?
Well, sure. So, what you know, the leftist media over at CNN, they actually had a leftist analyst, Joan Biskupic. I hope I pronounced that properly. She said the two that I'll highlight for us, she's talking about the Supreme Court. Poppingfield, involve, you know, higher education and affirmative action for starters, whether racial affirmative action policies that have been in place for decades and that have enhanced campus diversity and really given Black and Hispanic students a leg up, whether they will be ended. A group of conservatives have challenged that. And, of course, the media is upset that they can't promote racism on a national stage at the college level. You know, what's incredible is they, you know, they put this preference, it seems, only on those minority groups that have historically voted Democrat. You know, I don't see them up in arms about the minorities that are getting targeted at the more prestigious or allegedly prestigious colleges and universities like Harvard and Yale, where they're actively, they have actively discriminated against Asian Americans who make up the overwhelming majority of those that get accepted into those schools, because quite frankly, they have better, better test skills and better, you know, merit. And you know, it's a cultural thing. These folks deeply care about education, and higher ed is, in my view, discriminating against these people. And it's outrageous. You know, it's all to protect the Democratic Party, all to protect the leftist narrative, and they will stir the pot any chance they get to create division amongst the American public.
What about the discrepancy between the coverage of, you know, Hunter Biden got this sweetheart kind of a deal out of the Department of Justice, while President Trump continues to be grilled and vilified? Can you talk about the imbalance of the coverage between Hunter Biden and President Trump? And then also, I see a story here where there was a kind of a stand-in. So is there a new press secretary? I hadn't followed that. What are we doing with about that? Is Karine Jean-Pierre stepping down or just taking a little break?
Well, so look, as far as Hunter Biden goes, look, the news media to this point has spent 491 minutes on the Trump indictment. 0 seconds, zero, nada, nothing on the Biden bribery scheme, the scandal that has been happening even before Biden took office. You know, it's absolutely outrageous. And then one of our recent reports over at Newsbusters, this just came out yesterday, the networks actually spent a measly 5 minutes on a recent Hunter Biden text that actually tied his father to knowledge. This is a WhatsApp text. Having to do with a Chinese businessman and the use of his father's name. But they, you know, 5 measly minutes the network spent on this, and then they just quickly drop it. But over and over again, they consistently bring up Donald Trump, lambast him, and then drag him through the mud. This sort of thing is election interference, and the media has been involved in it time and time again, and it doesn't appear that they're going to be stopping anytime soon. The broadcast networks actually had devoted 510 minutes now. This is the update and the report released yesterday to the Donald Trump indictment. 510 minutes to only 5 minutes with the Hunter Biden text message that tied his father to knowledge of the text. I mean, just, it's insane. Absolutely insane what's going on.
Olivia Dalton stepped up to the podium in place of Karine Jean-Pierre. Do you think we're going to see more of that?
You know, it's interesting to see. I've not read in on whether or not Karine Jean-Pierre is actually going to step down or not. May just be a fill-in for the time being. Something that's certainly interesting, though, and your viewers may be fascinated by this, something going on in the Twitter sphere. Community notes seem to be all the rage right now. Even those amongst the right are not really sure where things land. But here at the MRC, for those of your viewers that don't know, community notes are essentially fact checks, right? Twitter is actually farming out fact checking to Twitter community members to actually go in and apply context or to fact check tweets on the platform. But here at the MRC, we actually believe that these sort of community note fact checks are just censorship by a different name. One of Twitter owner Elon Musk's most significant changes since he's taken over is adding community notes, It's just a crowdsourced alternative to professional fact-checking. While some conservatives appear to like the results, the warning labels are they're a little more than censorship, as I said. The problem here is that ultimately Twitter is putting its thumb on the scale on issues that could otherwise be debated amongst users on the platform. And Community News appears to be a little bit more democratic than traditional or professional fact checks, like we see at the IFCN network that Facebook uses, but it still falls in some of the same epistemological traps that all the other efforts to censor do eventually. And that is, for example, an obvious fundamental problem. If you crowdsource fact checking, it's still no guarantee that truth comes out. And ultimately, what that means is that censorship is still happening on the platform. NRC, through censortrack.org, our exclusive database, has been tracking this censorship that's been propping up on Twitter. And wouldn't you know it, just looking at the homepage here on censortrack.org, six of the eight on the homepage are actually community notes. All right. And a lot of this is affecting the presidential primary debates. For example, Trump War Room makes up 4 of the 8 on the homepage of censortrack.org. Joe Biden's one of them as well. So community notes is having an impact. Big tech already interfering in the 2024 election. Again, I was just talking with our censortrack team a little bit earlier today. We have 16 documented cases of censorship against presidential candidates so far up on the website, and they're digging into at least 50 more documented cases. They're trying to figure out whether or not they were legitimately censored or if these were just crying wolf. But they're looking to 50 more cases. And this right here, it's election interference. Again, I mentioned that with the legacy media earlier, but this is big tech putting its thumb on the scale as well, trying to weigh in on the election. And that is messed up. That is not the way American politics is supposed to go.
There's a story also that you have out. YouTube suspends Blaze TV over video showing compassion for trans actor. Can you explain that? I'm not exactly sure. The title of it, and then when I read the opening paragraph, sounds like I'm reading an article that's under the wrong heading.
I don't understand
this. So the title is YouTube suspends Blaze TV over video showing compassion for trans actor. Blaze TV podcaster and political commentator Lauren Chen discussed actor Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen Page, and some of the disturbing stories detailed in his new book. YouTube once again silenced opposition to transgender movement, this time suspending Blaze TV.
Yeah, so, all right, something interesting has been going on YouTube in recent months here. So YouTube used to have a policy that you could not talk about election fraud or things like that. And recently they've actually said, okay, now you're allowed to talk about past cases of election fraud. And again, it seems as though they're doing this because they're concerned about presidential primaries, presidential candidates wanting to talk about past instances of election fraud. So instead of interfering in the election in that way this time around, now they're going after one of the most important issues being discussed and debated across the country, and that's this transgender debate. The less trans narrative is the hottest topic right now across the country. And so what is YouTube weighing in on? What is YouTube trying to silence? Anything that goes against the left narrative on the transgender issue. And it appears what Lauren Chen, this is a Blaze commentator, right, was actually suspended for being compassionate with Elliot Page. So compassion includes truth, even when truth is offensive or might hurt someone's feelings. It's not compassionate to agree with someone who has a mental illness. It's compassionate to speak truth and to try to actually help them. And it appears that's what Lauren Chen was doing here. And YouTube censored Lauren Chen for being compassionate towards a trans individual.
Well, and that's our message. I mean, you know, our message is to support the detransitioner community, which has been vilified, as has the community of those that were engaged in the homosexual lifestyle that have come out of that. Any support for either of those groups is censored and is silenced. And so, you know, our message as Christians, my message as a pastor is, hey, guess what? Christ died to set you free from that sin, from that bondage. That's the good news. And it sounds like, you know, Lauren is saying, hey, you know, there's a solution to, you know, to what's caused you to have this mental illness break that you're experiencing. It figures they would silence that. Michael, thank you so much for all the work that you do. At the MRC, by the way, was the tweet that was sent out this morning on Twitter regarding this program, and hope that you will share that with your friends. And I also, Michael, go to your Twitter if you would, and share the link to this as well, because I tagged you in it as well. It's on your Twitter feed.
Awesome. Well, I will definitely share that. Thank you so much for having me on the program. You can check out our work at newsbusters.org. Again, that's newsbusters.org. And for censorship cases, the latest one, censortrack.org. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Pastor Greg. Really appreciate it.
Always, Michael. Always my pleasure. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Reverend Clenard Childress. He is the founder of the website blackgenocide.org. Blackgenocide.org. We'll talk about the effect of abortion on Black Americans and on the Black community, and also we'll be visiting with him about this whole reparations issue as well. Lots more coming up here on Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Get to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, where you can view the TECN TV player. And all the great programming that is available at TECN TV is played 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clarence Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. Clarence Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And let's see, let me jump over here. Okay, going to clean up the graphic on this. I'm very pleased to welcome to the program, and he's with us on a monthly basis. He is the founder of the website blackgenocide.org, and it's a website that I have followed for years and years. And I guess a little over a year ago, we finally were able to connect, and which has been really, really great. And and he has agreed to be on the program with me on a monthly basis, and I'm just really pleased to welcome Reverend Clenard Childress Jr. to the program. Reverend, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. Always great to be with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Well, we're 1 year out from the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and during that year, you know, here we've covered, and I'm sure you've talked about it a lot yourself, we've covered the assaults that have been going on, especially by our Department of Justice on the pro-life community. The assaults by what have to be considered terrorist activity, you know, the burning down of pro-life facilities, and then the kicking down of doors and arrests that continue to happen, by the way, to those that in the past or in the present have shown up at these abortion mills simply to hold a sign or even offer to pray and support these young ladies that are making a life-altering decision.
Right. Absolutely. And certainly we got to recognize, really, really, folks, we are at a point right now that the church doesn't have any other solution other than to be the church, okay? Not to compromise, not to any way attempt to minimize our role, and certainly to never be able to be saying, well, separation of church and state, and we basically acquiesce. We have to understand at this time, it's so important for the church to be engaged. You have the Attorney General who's corrupt. You have the FBI that's corrupt. You have a sitting president that is unquestionably going to one day be charged, or at least enough evidence to know that he is has committed and is committing treason. okay, where's the institution that's going to intervene? Well, we may say, right. Well, the military better step in. No, the church better step in. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. Yes, God chooses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. The solution is for the church to take its rightful place in PTA meetings, in legislative meetings, in Congress, in the Senate. The church word and the church people need to be once again reverenced, engaged, and it's now. It is absolutely now. And Charlie Houck, he just spoke last Saturday. He was arrested in Philadelphia by the, you know, basically his house was raided. And indeed, it's great to see him saying, I will not back down. He was speaking at the rally in Philly. We had a rally in Trenton. And it's just something that we have to be engaged now more than any time, and certainly in my lifetime.
Talk to me about, you know, you have compiled some pretty significant statistics and background on the website blackgenocide.org, and I really want to encourage people to go to that website and see the devastating impact that abortion has had, in particular on the black community, but it's all across America. But as you look at the situation over the course of the last year, Roe v. Wade is overturned, and so you know their battle cry has been, oh, they're ending abortion. In tracking the numbers, where do we stand on that, Reverend? Where do we stand on the tracking of the numbers?
Well, the overturn of Roe versus Wade, I believe, is estimated to save there's moderate estimates of 25,000, and there's other estimates as high as 60,000 babies. What the most important thing is that Roe versus Wade, the overturning of Roe versus Wade, is beginning to overturn it in the minds of the people. You know, where Martin Luther King said, where there is darkness, the people will sin. So it's not so much as those people who sin, it's those who created the darkness. The darkness, now the light has shone on it to be something that was wrong, in error. Basically, the justices made a very, very, very deadly decision on January 22nd, 1973. My point is now, there's more debate on it. There's more discussion. And certainly I live in New Jersey. We're trying to make that case while the governor here is determined that the Democrats will continue to not only be pro-abort, but unquestionably be social engineering. That's a part of this global order. They will bite you tooth and nail. They're not giving it up easily. This eugenic mindset, we must have this in our platform. We want to determine who lives, who dies. We want to determine who has children, who doesn't have children. So the numbers are getting better. I would say, you know, there's so much statistics that people challenge, whatever. The CDC numbers are a little better, but unquestionably, I'm looking at the minds of the people.
Right.
And certainly that indeed that is going to bring about the biggest change when people say, no, abortion is wrong. You're denying access to a child, to the American dream. That is a person.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting. The reason that I bring it up is that, you know, the other side claims that, well, you know, there's, you know, you can't abort anymore. Roe v. Wade took away, you know, the woman's right. And I agree with you. I think that and my point is that it really didn't. I mean, abortions still continue to happen today. You know, the selling of baby parts, there's new videos that are coming out even as you and I are speaking, but there's releases of new videos of new conversations, of new undercover conversations involving Planned Parenthood executives that are engaged and involved in the selling of baby body parts. And my argument there to use is okay, you say this isn't a person, then but you're selling hearts and lungs and livers and little parts of a human being's body. So explain to me how you can claim this is not a human and then turn around and sell human body parts.
Absolutely, and they're determined. The eugenics movement is alive and well, but there's a grassroots movement that is pushing back, and I'm very, very happy about that. Now, I mentioned body parts on my Sunday sermon. I was looking at judges, and when his wife, the concubine, the same similar acts of perversion that happened in Lot's life basically happened also again in Judges with the same MO. My point was this, to show how despicable and how outrageous and how depraved the act was of raping this woman, he cut her up and put the body parts in different parts of Israel and different parts of the land to show his outrage. We are now using body parts in multiple states. University of Pittsburgh orders them, and that bill of lading was found. It's shocking. And they demanded, I believe, 50% of them or 60% of them to be African-American. Well, we only make up 12.4% of the population. You're asking for 60% of body parts from African-Americans. This is an abomination.
Wow.
And presently, our governor is determined to make New Jersey unquestionably the abortion capital of the country. And he's attempting to lure. They have a bill that they're trying to get money right back into Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, and that film you mentioned just shows the abomination, the abominable. But at that point, God intervened. Okay.
Right.
When it got to the point where there was blatant, everybody knew of the body parts, where all Israel knew of the body parts, there was intervention by God. And I believe we're at that point. We unquestionably know there's not a person from California to New Jersey who doesn't know or could know or certainly has heard of the work of David DeLion, the great work of Mark Crutcher, who we lost this year early. But the fact of the matter is that these men and their work expose body part business in America. I think we're at a crossing point.
It's also interesting. I was watching it, and I'm not exactly sure which program it was, but there was an interviewer that was interviewing a guy that was saying, you know, yes, I support abortion, you know, right up to, you know, 9 months and what have you. And then he was asked, what if they're taking meth? What if the mom's taking meth? And he, well, no, listen, no, here's, so here's what the guy's response was. He said, well, no, that's wrong. If she's taking meth, then some authorities should be, you know, made aware of that, and she should be made to stop. And the guy was like, okay, and why would you say that? And he said, well, because she's intentionally killing the baby. And then he stops and he says, I know where you're going with this. It's really ludicrous. When you get into these conversations, it's like, okay, well, is it okay for the mother to be getting drunk and you know, dropping acid and doing all these different things when she's pregnant? Are you good with that? And you know, you get the responses. Well, no, that's, you know, no, you should be taking care of yourself. And what? Okay, well, then explain that. Why? What's the difference if it's her body and that's where you are at that point?
It's sad. Well, first of all, the reasoning unquestionably right now, there is no argument. That's why there's no debate. Where do you see a debate about abortion? Where do you see a debate about the personhood of the child? Where do you see a debate about does life begin at conception? Now it's all ideologically driven. It's how I feel about how I basically personally feel about my autonomy. And your listeners need to recognize unquestionably that still in the state of New Jersey, the day of the due date of a child can also be the date that that child was put to death legally, okay? Many people don't understand that late-term abortion is legal and is being practiced in multiple states. And we need to know that, indeed, pro-choice, that's a lie. Babies never choose to die. And you cannot take away the rights of someone claiming a right for yourself. And so we're at a point now, I would love to have debate on this issue, but they avoid the debate.
Well, the other piece to this, too, is that, you know, I was watching a trend where it was, well, you know, if guys can sleep around, then women can sleep around too, and the whole idea, and of course there's the issue of demasculization, there's the you know issue of feminism, and what these things have morphed into, and really, folks, at the end of the day, the choice, the decision that's made is made at the point that these two people come together and have sex. That's when the decision is made. You've already decided. When you've had, you know, and you know, you and I are old enough to remember when we grew up that you were told, part of being educated was being educated to understand that, hey, if you make that decision, if you do this, then you better understand that you are prepared. I remember in one of the classes that the girls would go home with a baby.
Yes.
You know, and
at least 20 years ago, I know they were still doing that. Yeah. I know in Newark, I thought it was so, I think it's a great way.
Sure, sure. Being,
responsibility. And yep. Are you prepared for this?
Yep. It's the realization of, hey, guess what? You know, this is the outcome of the decision that you make.
Well, if it's
No, that's okay. You know what? We'll take a quick break. We got a break. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back right after this break. Reverend Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org. Folks, again, I just encourage you to get over to that website, blackgenocide.org. We're going to take our break. We'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Oh, my goodness. Again, my very special guest, the Reverend Clenard Childress, Jr., blackgenocide.org. And, you know, as we were talking in the break there, it's really, as you said, it's about ideology and messaging. And and we really have got to do a better job of recapturing the minds now. They own the education process, Reverend. I mean, that's part of the problem is they own it. From 4 years up, they're sexualizing the kids. They're forcing, you know, pornographic and sex material on children. And so we're losing them even before they get to kindergarten.
Right. And that was the original goal of the fathers of the public school system. I think it was Dewey, Morse, I forgot their names right now.
Yeah.
That they eventually would circumvent the authority of the parent over the child, and that they would be the gurus, the teachers, the go-to, and they would determine the mindset and the values of the child. And these men were certainly depraved, in my estimation, and certainly wanted nothing to do with God. We got to get the spiritual side back into the classroom. We have to get faith back into the classroom. We have to recognize that we are spiritual people. And with that, we have to also search history and say that Congress decided that there'd be a Bible in every classroom. Congress decided that our children would be taught the principles of scripture, and there's no substitute for it, because right now we're finding out without it we're unmanageable, and that's what's happening in our school system
on every level. I mean, on every level we're losing this on every level, and you know, I do think that parents are beginning to wake up and realize that the schools are, we're not thinking about it this way, but we probably should. Schools are kidnapping your kids.
Oh, yes. That's very good. And, well, I'm not equating the two, but it seems like the children are always the target, even this past Saturday when they were marching in New York.
Oh, my gosh.
The pride groups were yelling, how could you even say this? We're queer. We're here. We're coming for your children. I mean, that basically should send shockwaves through parents when you have the LGBT now infiltrating the curriculum of your child in lowest kindergarten. Let's be for real here. And the data shows that most sex crimes against children are done by, or pedophilia is done by, those who claim to be homosexual.
Absolutely.
So we are in a battle. And we have to recognize that. Thank God for those parents that are beginning to stand up, and that's exciting.
2021, you had the choir out in San Francisco that sang that song about "We're coming for your children." And I don't know how many folks saw it, but there was a news report that came out just in the last 4 or 5 days about finding I think there were 8 or 10 children. That were found. There were 3 drag queen transsexual. I don't know what they were, but and they found one of them died, and that's how the police ended up in that apartment. And they found like 8 or 10 underage kids, sex toys, drugs, all of that. And these children, they've all been, you know, obviously removed, and the individuals engaged, arrested. But this is the kind of stuff, you know, this is what that whole movie that Jim Cavazio just, you know, the Freedom movie that Cavazio stars in, it is talking about, is the trafficking of children.
Yes, number one country right here, unfortunately, right here. Embarrassingly. Yep. But this country, and that, I had no idea what you're sharing right now, and I'd love to get a follow-up on that, because our news will censor that information. And it's up for the church to recognize that we need other sources of news, you know, to get the information that we can be relevant. But that's something that will be hidden. That's something that will be squashed, and thank God that there was some reporting done on it. Because we need to recognize that this mindset, this ideology, is attempting to creep into every institution.
Okay, so they're saying it's 4 children. I thought maybe the children were ages 8 to 10. You can find it at Daily Caller, too. Police find 4 children and a dead body at a Boston apartment filled with drugs, sex toys, and men in drag. And this is, you know, we think about this and it's not unique. I'm telling you folks, it's not unique, unfortunately. Parents, you've got to get involved and get engaged. We're out of time. Reverend Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org. Check it out. For those of you watching at TECN-TV and on ChosenGenerationRadio.com, please stay tuned. Texas Fully Loaded is coming up right after, possibly a very, very short break.
Hey.
And 1 second. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business, and it will bless yours.